My dearest Kitty, for a long time now I didn't know why I was bothering to do any schoolwork. The end of the war still seemed so far away, so unreal, like a fairy tale. If the war isn't over by September, I won't go back to school, since I don't want to be 2 years behind. Peter filled my days, nothing but Peter, dreams and thoughts until Saturday night, when I felt so utterly miserable. Oh, it was awful. I finally realized that I must do my schoolwork to keep from being ignorant, to get on in life, to become a journalist, because that's what I want. I know I can write. A few of my stories are good. My descriptions of the secret annex are humorous. Much of my diary is vivid and alive, but it remains to be seen whether I really have talent. And if I don't have the talent to write books or newspaper articles, I can always write for myself. But I want to achieve more than that. I can't imagine having to live like Mother, Mrs. Van Dan, and all the women who go about their work and are then forgotten. I need to have something besides a husband and children to devote myself to. I don't want to have lived in vain like most people. I want to be useful or bring enjoyment to all people, even those I've never met. I want to go on living even after my death. And that's why I'm so grateful to God for having given me this gift, which I can use to develop myself and to express all that's inside me. So, onward and upward, with renewed spirit. It'll all work out, because I'm determined to write. Yours, Anne M. Frank.